Solutionaries visit St Andrews.
Charities campaign praised for their hard work. Live from Star Studios, this is Star News. It's Friday the 27th of April. With the 5:30 Star headlines, I'm Eben Merrill.
And I'm Alexander Jones. Four Egyptian students visited St Andrews as a gesture that cements their relationship with the students' union here. Each of them participated in the Egyptian Revolution of February 2011. The students described how they enjoyed participating in the uprising. St Andrews Students Association twinned with Ain Shams University in Cairo this February. For more on this story, check out the full article on the Star website and take a listen to our interviews on the podcast section.
The Charities Campaign and Student Volunteer Services, SVS, were both celebrated last night in an event in Lower College Hall. Reach Out St Andrews saw awards handed out to students volunteering in the local community, as well as the unveiling of a cheque for over £90,000, totaling the money raised by the Charities Campaign so far this year. The campaign is on track to raise over £100,000 by this September. The outgoing Charities Convener, Michael Corduna, said, "It's amazing to see students, staff and members of the community come together to recover and celebrate all the brilliant work undertaken by St Andrews students over the year."
The University of St Andrews has received a carved stone inscription by Historic Scotland to mark the university's 600th anniversary. The stone, which is to hang in the main library, is inscribed with the Scots translation of the Greek poem Simonides. Historic Scotland's traditional officer, Charles Jones, carved the inscription, which reads, "This city is the domini of the man," domini being the old Scots word for teacher.
42 pigs were stolen from a farm in the Highlands, and police are looking for information about their whereabouts. The thefts were discovered on April 2nd, police said. Officers in Alness have appealed for information and witnesses to this theft, as it seems this crime took place in March.
And those are today's headlines. More news on Monday or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.